'Tis the season. Holiday lights are going up, gifts are being purchased, and presents wrapped for the upcoming festivities. All of these activities increase the amount of energy we use and the amount of waste we generate. Today we're going to explore some energy-conserving gifts to give and some ways to save energy through the season and the rest of the year. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Nick Hemholt, and Nick is Project Manager at the Clean Energy Coalition in Ann Arbor. Nick, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning, David.
Well, I've already seen an abundance of holiday lights go up in the area. I imagine this has to be a major energy drain.
Yeah, certainly. The traditional incandescent light strips use about 10 times as much energy as newer LED lighting. And yeah, it is a major energy user for a lot of homes.
You know, we have this attachment to our old lights and putting up the same kinds of decorations every year and letting go and looking at an expense of buying all new lights. Well, that can be somewhat daunting. But you're saying that over a rather short period of time, we're going to make our money back.
You certainly can. There's a lot of ways to save energy with lighting. One way is to upgrade to LED lights, and that's, it costs a little bit of money, but you will make money back on that eventually. Another way is just controlling how much energy, how long you have the lights on, using things like sensors and timers, or just being smart about when you turn it on and turn it off.
When you talk about LED lighting, is there a difference in the presentation? Will we notice a difference in the lighting itself?
No, not necessarily. You definitely want to make sure that you're checking them out at the store, see if you can plug them in and make sure that the colors look good to you before you buy them. But all in all, the quality is on par with your typical incandescent lights that we've all got in our garage.
Since LEDs have come to prominence, has there been some studies done on how much we might save over the course of a holiday season by switching to LED lighting?
The savings depend on how much you use, but it's if you look at your total overall consumption with regular lights, it's about $1 for every 10 you would spend on your regular lights.
That's extraordinary savings over a period of time. This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Our guest this morning is Nick Hemholt, and Nick is Project Manager at the Clean Energy Coalition in Ann Arbor. Well, with the holiday season in mind, Nick, there are gift items that may serve us well in the area of energy reduction, giving the gift of conservation, so to speak. What are some of the more popular ideas for energy savings gift ideas?
Great question. There's a few different things that are out there that I would look into. There are certainly a lot of solar-powered charging apparatus that are out there. These are things that can charge things like cell phones, MP3 players, other devices. These are great gifts for all ages.
Despite the fact that for the next 6 months we're going to have gray sky?
Solar power does work in Michigan. So, you just got to, it's a good excuse to get outdoors, too. So
in addition to that, what about, some of the things that we use frequently and don't even think about how much energy it takes? What about cable boxes? Are we coming up with new and inventive ideas to save energy with the use of that technology?
I'm glad you brought that up. Cable boxes are an excellent opportunity going forward to save energy. If you have one of these set-top boxes, they can consume a fair amount of energy in your home. If you're thinking about buying one of these or subscribing for cable, be sure to ask for ENERGY STAR rated devices, because these will use less energy over their lifetimes. There are new technologies that are coming out, and I definitely be on the lookout for those, because those stand to save us a fair amount of energy over a long course of time.
I have no idea how to determine how much energy I'm using and which appliances in my house are using how much, but there are gift ideas that would allow us to actually check and have us told in a very understandable way what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Certainly, and these are very exciting new technologies. They're generally called whole home energy monitors, and there's a few different brands out there, and I'd encourage you to check them out. They basically work right on your junction box in your home, and they can tell you in real time how much energy you're using. Some of them give you the ability to control remotely how much energy you're using. There are different levels and different abilities to fine grain understand what's going on.
And what's great is it kind of creates that top of mind awareness, where if you're getting an email message or you can check on a daily basis as to how much you're using, you will tend to try and work harder to get it down.
Absolutely. And it gives you a comparison, so you can kind of go for your own personal best in terms of energy consumption.
Now, not every kid I know is going to jump up and down when they open a brand new energy-saving power strip for Christmas. It just doesn't, you know, it's not the kind of reaction you're looking for that lifelong video. What kind of device might appeal to a child whom you're trying to engage in a conservation effort?
I think a lot of the renewable energy options out there are great for kids. There are some small-scale things with the solar charging devices. There are certainly some other things that are, you know, where you can generate your own energy, such as hand crank radios, to give kids the sense of, you know, energy and how and why not to waste it.
And from an educational standpoint, it's a great opportunity for a parent to take some time and spend some quality time having a meaningful discussion about what it means to be responsible in the manner in which you use devices.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great way to open the door to that conversation.
Well, fact of the matter is, with all of these great ideas, we're still going to spend billions of dollars across the nation worth of more traditional store-bought and online purchase gifts. Most all of these come with unnecessarily abundant packaging, some of which takes you a half hour or better to get into. Any advice for us consumers on how best to deal with it?
Yeah, certainly. I would encourage you to check what your local recycling options are. In some communities now, we have single-stream recycling. In other communities, there are recycling stations. You know, when you've got all the piles of unwrapped stuff, you know, see what can be recycled and what can be reused out of that pile. Other options ahead of time are to look into choices where you might be able to use less packaging up front. I know Amazon has an option where you can buy items that have less packaging up front, and this is definitely a way to kind of short circuit that problem.
That is a much better way to go about it. But again, recycling options very important as you get towards the end of the holiday season. Now, the Energy Coalition, the Clean Energy Coalition, has recently moved from Ypsilanti to Ann Arbor. Are many of the gift ideas that we've discussed today available through your organization?
Certainly. There are some that are available through us. We just recently launched our online web portal. It's at cleanenergyoutlet.org. And check us out there and search through what our products are. We're definitely available online to take questions and help you out there. Our store is still kind of in the process of getting up and running.
Are you in fact willing to take calls from potential customers to answer questions about conservation?
Most certainly.
Well, Nick, thank you very much for your time. I think you've given us a lot to think about as we head into the gift-giving season.
Great. Thank you, David.
That is Nick Hemhold. Nick is project manager at the Clean Energy Coalition in Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and this has been another installment of Issues of the Environment, a cooperative effort of the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.